Welcome to the Dell Technologies Power to Protect podcast, where we discuss innovation and thought leadership in the data protection space.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Power to Protect podcast. My name is Max Robidoux, and I'll be your host today for this episode. With me is one of my colleagues, Toussaint Brock from Dell Technologies. And we're also delighted to have on a very special guest with us today. From Rushmore Electric, we have on Sean Crooks. Sean, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and what you do for Rushmore?
Sure. My name is Sean Crooks. I am a systems administrator for Rushmore Electric Power Cooperative. I am part of a two-man team for Rushmore Electric. I handle a lot of the storage side of the business, as well as hardware, server hardware. A little bit about Rushmore Electric, I guess. We are a wholesale power provider for our 8 member cooperatives, covering pretty much the entire western half of South Dakota. So we've got a lot of equipment out in the field that needs protecting for not only Rushmore, but for our 8 member cooperatives as well.
Great, thank you. And Toussaint, do you want to give a quick introduction for yourself as well?
Yes, like Max said, my name is Toussaint Brock. I'm actually the product marketing manager for RecoverPoint Virtual Machines, which we'll be speaking about today. So, yeah.
Great, thanks. And thank you both for hopping on the podcast with us today. Sean, I'd like to start out talking with you a little bit about, you know, how is Rushmore and how is your industry today dealing with the challenging times that we're in this pandemic? And can you tell us a little bit about your company's transition to this work from home environment?
Sure. So we've got a pretty small staff. Actually, Rushmore Electric is made up of 4 companies. Rushmore Electric is the parent company. And we have Rushmore Electric Federal Credit Union and Rushmore Engineering and then Rushmore Communications. So we're a staff of 25. Most of us are continuing to work from home. There's kind of a small skeleton staff still at the office. And we're trying to limit in-person contact at the office as well as the remote workers. So our biggest challenge right now is to continue supporting our 8 member cooperatives from a remote basis. We used to do a lot of on-site visits with them. We provided IT staff or IT services for 5 of those 8 cooperatives. We still work hand in hand with the other 3, but they actually have their own IT staff. So like I mentioned, our biggest challenge is continuing to support them to the best of our abilities, even though we're not going on site. We use a lot of remote technology, LogMeIn, Rescue, WebEx, GoToMeeting, that kind of stuff, just so we can do remote sessions with them, take a look at what they're having issues with, and try to get it fixed for them as quickly as possible. We didn't really have a work-from-home policy in place before all this virus stuff started. So when management made that decision for everyone to start working from home, the 2 of us in the IT team, we kind of scrambled for a little bit trying to get the infrastructure in place that we needed to support everybody. Originally, it was decided that all 25 of us were going to work remotely. So as you can imagine, with the credit union, that kind of posed some special problems. How do we get money flowing in and out? And it was quite a challenge, but it took us a few weeks, and now we're in it, 3-4 months, and things seem to be working pretty well for us.
Great. Thanks for that, Sean. Could you talk a little bit more about data protection? Specifically, why is protecting your guys' data so important to you as a company, and what specifically are you protecting?
Yeah, so, as an electric utility provider, keeping the power on for not only our member cooperatives, but their members, the customers, is pretty vital. We do have a lot of farming and ranching. A lot of our load is like irrigation equipment. Well, if you're not irrigating, your crops aren't growing, your livestock's not being able to get to water, so they could die off. We've got hospitals, clinics, all sorts of stuff on our grid. So protecting our assets is an extremely important task for us. Without it, obviously, the power doesn't flow. So our top workloads, our exchange servers, email is a vital communication tool for all of us, not just in our industry, but worldwide. So keeping that up and running is important for us. We've got a lot of SQL databases, but I guess our biggest, most important workload is our load management system. What that does is it monitors all of our energy usage across our 8 member cooperatives. we get incentives if we don't go above a certain usage. So we monitor that 24 hours a day. We do have the ability, if it gets up to a certain level, we can send out commands on our load control system that will power cycle water heaters, air conditioners. There's some industrial stuff like grain drying that we have the ability to shut down. So as you can imagine, keeping that system up and running 24 hours a day is vital for us. So that's probably our most important workload. And we're using the recover point for VM to ensure that that system is running all the time.
That's great to hear, Sean. You spoke about recover point for virtual machines, and I'm just curious, what financial impacts has that had on Rushmore Electric that you've seen?
It's kind of hard to measure it in financial terms, I guess, just because for me, the largest act has actually been reduction in staff time needed for backups. You know, I set it and kind of forget it, and it just runs, and, you know, I monitor it. Every morning I get a report, this backup failed, this backup succeeded. Before, I was just spending multiple hours a day on backups, trying to verify that they ran or test the restore or whatnot. Now it's cut down to about half an hour. So, you know, the biggest impact, it saves me time, but it also saves the company money just because I can spend my time focusing on something else.
It's great to hear that you're able to reallocate that time to focus on, you know, not keeping the lights on and innovation and things like that. So that's great to hear. And how long was it previously taking you to replicate VMs? You spoke about that being a challenge. So typically, how long would that take?
So before, we had a 13-hour backup window. That was for backups and replications. And it was pretty rare that we would fit everything into that 13 hours. It would go well into a couple days on some of those workloads. Some would never even finish after a week, and so we'd have to kill them off just because it was sucking up so much bandwidth. Now, that same 13-hour backup window, we don't even come close to using all of it. Usually on an average day, they finish within 6 hours, and that's backup and replication. Like I said, it saves me time, saves the company time. It just runs and runs fast.
Great to hear there, Sean. I know how important that is, especially with the demands that you guys have to meet on your end. Sean, it sounds like, you know, I believe you said, you know, set it and forget it. So it sounds like you're getting some sort of peace of mind after transitioning recovery point for VMs. Would you say that that's correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I get the morning report. I think it comes in at 7 in the morning. I look at it. It says 95% of your backups ran. These 5% didn't run. So I go out and I troubleshoot that. It's usually something simple. Get it resolved the next morning. You know, 100% of your backups ran. We're protecting around 170 plus VM. If I have one or two fail, that's a pretty typical day. Like I mentioned, it's usually something simple. Set it, forget it, and go on about my day.
Perfect, perfect. And I know that you mentioned a few different kind of benefits with recover point for virtual machines, which is great to hear. But if you had to put your top three, you know, to let that be known, what would those top three be for you, Sean?
I'd say number one would probably be knowing that our vital assets are being protected in near real time. With the recover point for VM, I can, if needed, recover to almost any second of the day that I need to. The second benefit is knowing that those backups gives me peace of mind that they're running and that they're running well. And third one is that the backups themselves take a lot less of my time out of the day. I can focus on something that needs a little more attention that I might not be able to get to because of our old system taking 3 hours of my time every day. Now it takes me half an hour, and so I can allocate that time to another project.
That's great to hear, Sean. And just knowing that you can reallocate that time to more important things is even better to know. And final question for me here, Sean, would be, we always like to get an idea of, you know, the products and solutions and where, from a vertical perspective, they bring immense value. Would you say the recover point for VMs overall can bring value to the wholesale power provider industry in general? And if so, how so?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. Not just our industry, but any industry that has vital systems they need to protect and protect well, recover point for VM is going to be there for them. like I said, gives me the peace of mind that I can restore to those vital systems to near any second throughout the day is huge for us. We don't suffer a whole lot of data corruption or anything, but there has been times where I've had to recover that. And, you know, management comes to me and they're worried that we lost a day's worth of data. And, you know, I reassure them that, no, that's not the case. You know, I can restore this to within the last 15 minutes. And they're just grateful knowing that we have that ability. And they praise me, I guess, for putting that solution into place. So, you know, it feels good to get that acknowledgement from them. But also knowing that I have that ability is incredible.
That's fantastic, Sean. And that pretty much kind of concludes my questions for you. I'll pass it back over to Max in order to wrap us up here, but appreciate your time for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thanks again for your time. As Tucson said, Sean, this is a really great story and we're really lucky to be able to tell it on this podcast. Thank you to both Tucson and Sean for your time. And this has been another episode of the Power to Protect podcast. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out other episodes that we have on our Spreaker site. And I want to say thank you both, and I hope that you both have a good day.
Thanks, you too.